Do you hear me okay?
可以听到。
Okay, good. It's good to be with you all again this morning.
今天早晨很好和大家在一起。
Thank the Lord for this provision to be able to have hybrid meetings.
感谢主供应我们可以这样，有些在线上，有些在会所来一起聚会。
And this morning I'd like to share a word of encouragement.
今天早晨我和大家分享一下鼓励的话。
We'll take a look at Psalm 48 and Hebrews 12.
我们会看到诗篇的48篇和希伯来书的12章。
So let's open up to Psalm 48.
我们先翻到诗篇的48篇。
Start from the beginning of Psalm 48, verse 1.
从48篇第一节开始。
And Psalm 48, there's a subtitle. In my Bible, it says, the glory of God in Zion. A song.
对，我们弟兄的那个版本呢，它前面这个诗篇之前开始说到的是耶和华圣山的荣耀，克拉后裔的诗歌。
Verse 1. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in a city of our God, in his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge.
耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上该受大赞美。锡安山大君王的城在北边，居高华美，为全地所喜悦，神在其宫中自显为避难所。
And then verses 12 through 14.
然后第十二节到第十四节。
Walk about Zion, and go all around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following.For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death.
十二节到十四节，你们当周游西安，四围旋绕，数点城楼，细看它的外郭，查看它的宫殿，被要传说到后代，因为这神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们引路的，直到死时。
Then let's take a look in Hebrews 12.We'll read verses 18 through 24.
我们再翻到希伯来书十二章，我们会从十八节开始，一直读到二十四节。
Hebrews 12, from verse 18. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched, and that burned with fire, and to blackness, and darkness, and tempest, and to the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words,so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling.
你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风。脚声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话，因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山的即便是走兽也要用石头打死，所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说我甚是恐惧战惊。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem,to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks of better things than of Abel.
你们来是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂， 并新约的中保耶稣以及他洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do earnestly seek you, even as that hymn said.
主，我们真实的来寻求你，就像诗歌所说的。
You are the one with eternal life.
你有永生之道。
You have the words of eternal life.
你也有神话语的永生之道。
So we pray for your anointing upon this hour that we can even share in these words of life.
我们祷告你的圣膏油浇下来，使得我们可以来分享你的生命之道。
We pray this in Jesus' worthy name. Amen.
我们奉主那可称颂的名来祷告。
So like I said, I want to share a word of encouragement this morning.
像我所说的，我愿意给弟兄姊妹有些鼓励的话。
And the word is taken from this verse in Hebrews 12 that says, we have come to Mount Zion.
我们读到的希伯来书所讲到，说我们乃是来到锡安山。
Now maybe you sense this as well in these end days that we're living in, that Satan is trying to wear down the saints.
你可能也感受到在这最后的日子，撒旦是要让我们这些圣徒呢非常的疲劳。
We know there's that word in Daniel where it talks about how the enemy is trying to wear down the saints.
我们知道在但以理书中也讲到，这些仇敌常常要使得神的儿女疲惫。
And what is he trying to wear us down from?
他们到这个仇敌到底让我们在什么事情上疲惫呢？
To wear us down from our first love for the Lord.
比方说是和对我们对神的起初的爱心使得我们疲倦。
To wear us down for our love for one another.
对于彼此相爱的心使我们疲倦。
To blind us to our position in Christ.
使我们与基督的身体的这样的配搭上得到使得疲倦。
To blind us from revelation of his will in this day.
甚至使得我们与神的这个启示看不到。
But this is where this word of encouragement comes in.
在这里，但是就是神的话来鼓励我们。
Remember what Paul said to the Ephesians in Ephesians 1.
你记得在以弗所书中保罗怎么来告诫我们的呢？
He said that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
他说是我们在基督里得到了天上各样属灵的福气。
And that this is a past tense reality that we live in now.
那个的语态是讲到是个过去式，是已经成就的事实。
We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing.
我们已经受到这个从天上各样属灵的祝福。
These are high words.
这些话是非常高的。
Now, I haven't flown in an airplane for a couple of years, pre-pandemic.
在疫情之前我经常会坐飞机。
But these high blessings are much higher than 30,000 feet.
但是这样的一个启示的高度是比我们坐飞机的那个三万英尺以上的要高很多。
Just imagine what our individual lives and our assembly life would be like if we lived in the reality that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
你想象若是我们真正能进到这个属天各样祝福的实际当中，我们现在个人和团体的生活将会是怎一个这样的改观。
Now our Lord is calling us to this higher plane, this higher life.
主就呼召我们要进入到这样一个更深的生命的层次。
And today what we want to talk about is one of those spiritual blessings in the heavenly places that we get to experience now.
我们今天就要讲到一个这样各样属灵福气的其中的一个，我们可以现在就经历的。
And that spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is that we have come to Mount Zion.
那个事情就是在天上各样属灵的福气其中之一，就是我们已经来到了锡安山。
So what I want to do this morning is share about Zion.
今天早晨我会分享到锡安。
And the spiritual reality of Zion,
在属灵的实际中，西安的代表。
and how we can remain in Zion.
我们如何能够持续在西安的实际中？
So let's just talk about Zion.
我们首先来谈到西安。
I'm sure this is a word or a phrase that we're all familiar with because it's all through Scripture.
我相信大家都对这个词很熟悉，因为西安常常在圣经中提到。
There are over 150 mentions of Zion in the Bible.
在圣经中甚至提到了150次以上西安这个字。
But the meaning of Zion expands as we move from the Old Testament through the New Testament.
但是当我们从旧约到新约的时候，西安的意义就更加的加强。
And Zion begins as a physical place.
西安开始的时候是一个山地方。
If you look in 2 Samuel chapter 5,
若是你翻到这个撒母耳记下第五章的话，
we know when David is returning to Jerusalem, it speaks of when he comes into Zion.
那里讲到大卫来到耶路撒冷的时候，他那里就提到西安。
So this is 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 6.
这是撒母耳记下的第五章从第六节开始。
It says, And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who spoke to David, saying, You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will repel you, thinking David cannot come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David.
大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷，要攻打那住那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不赶出瞎子瘸子，必不能进这地方。心里想，大卫绝不能进去。然而大卫攻取西安的保障，就是大卫的城。
So Zion was this a fortress-like place.
这里讲到西安就是一个保障，是一个地方。
The Jebusites were so confident in the strength of this physical location that they even said that all it takes are blind and lame people to defend it.
甚至这些耶布斯人对于这个地方的保障如此有信心，只要瘸子和瞎子就能够守住这个地方。
But of course we know the Lord rules, and it was in his will for David to take the city of David, Zion.
但是我们主是掌权的，他有心愿让大卫能够攻取这个西安的保障。
So this is a physical place, Zion.
这是一个地，有一个地方叫做西安。
But even as we move to the next chapter in 2 Samuel, chapter 6, we see that it starts taking on more meaning.
但是就是即使在下一章的撒母耳记下第六章已经有更新的意义。
And why does it take on more meaning? We see it here in verse 16, 2 Samuel 6:16.
在撒下的六章的十六节，这里讲到更多的这样的意义。
It says, Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, that's Zion.
这里说到是耶和华的约柜进了大卫的城，也就是西安城。
And we know what the ark of the Lord represents is his presence.
我们知道耶和华的约柜是代表神的同在。
Or, as it says in Psalm 132, it says, For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling place.
在诗篇的133篇也讲到这个神喜悦西安成为他居住的所在。
So we move from just a physical place that was a fortress.
我们就从这个一个实际的地方是一个保障，一个难很难攻下的城。
To now central to Zion is the Lord's presence there.
就到了这个西安成为神同在的中心。
And then we have this beautiful Psalm 48 that we read.
然后我们就读到刚才这个诗篇的第48篇美丽的诗篇。
And we see in Psalm 48 how there's the glory of God exhibited in Zion.
我们就看到神的荣耀甚至在西安显现。
How the centerpiece of Zion itself is the Lord.
就讲到西安的中心点就是主自己，神自己。
If you look at those first few verses of Psalm 48,
我们读到48篇的时候，
it speaks to how Zion is the Lord's city.
讲到西安是大君王的城。
In Zion, he has complete rulership.
在西安，神有他绝对的权柄。
He reigns from Zion.
他在西安开始执掌他的王权。
And he deserves all honor and praise in Zion.
他配得一切的尊贵和赞美在西安山。
And that you can't get away from the Lord in Zion.
你没有办法在西安离开神的同在。
In other words, he's everywhere in Zion.
他在西安到处都是他的同在。
Look in verse 3, it says, God is in her palaces.
在第三节说神在其宫中。
So he's very present in Zion.
他在西安是非常有他的同在。
And in verse 3, it says he is known as her refuge.
甚至自显为避难所。
So for all who are in Zion, they can rest.
所有在西安的人都可以安息在神的存在中。
What an encouragement for us in these days where there's so much turmoil to be able to rest in Zion.
何等大的安慰，在现在这样一个环境当中，我们可以在西安得到安息。
And these verses are a foretaste of what we see in Hebrews 12.
这些的经节使得我们能够预尝希伯来书中所讲的那个恩典。
And those verses in Hebrews 12, it gives you this juxtaposition, this comparison between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion.
在希伯来书第十二章讲到这个锡安和锡安山。
That there's some spiritual heavenly reality for us now in Zion.
在锡安就讲到我们现在可以经历的一个属灵的实际。
And we'll talk about that a little bit more, but I want to mention one more verse from Revelation.
我们会多讲一点这一方面，但是我们先看启示录的一节的经文。
As we continue to consider the expansion of Zion, we get to Revelation 14, verse 1.
在启示录的第四章的第一节，这个锡安的这个意义又得到了扩张。
It says, Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads.
我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
So we see this physical place of Zion turn into something about the presence of the Lord, which makes it a reality for us to be living in now, but there's also this hope for the future in Zion.
我们从锡安作为一个地点，到锡安成为神的同在的代表，和我们可以经历神的同在的这样的祝福，现在到了启示录中讲到更深一步的锡安的意义。
Now this is good news, my brothers and sisters.
这实在是好消息。
That we can now live in Mount Zion now.
我们可以现在就在锡安山居住。
And I think it would be helpful for us to dig a little bit deeper into this Hebrews 12 passage to consider this reality that we've been called into.
我想继续的交通希伯来书第十二章中讲到的这个借着锡安山所代表的这个属灵的实际我们可以经历的。
See, in Hebrews 12, it begins this passage with this comparison of Sinai and Zion.
我们在希伯来书十二章中是讲到这个锡安的一些对比。
And Sinai was this place where there was fear.
在这个旷野和锡安山是有一个对比，在旷野当中是有可怕的经历。
Even Moses, the man of God who talked to God face to face, says, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling.
甚至摩西与神面对面的都说我甚是恐惧战惊。
But that's not our reality now. We are in the new covenant.
但是呢，我们的实际是在新约的实际当中。
Because it says, we have come to Mount Zion.
那里讲到是我们乃是来到锡安山。
So it speaks to something of a spiritual kingdom while here on earth.
这是讲到在地上有一个属灵的国度。
And there's a relationship between the church as Zion, as the dwelling place of the Lord.
是讲到教会作为锡安真正的代表，是神居住的所在。
But this is not some reality to be experienced in the millennium or in eternity.
这不是只在千禧年或者是永世当中才能经历的，
It's something for us to live in now.
是我们今天就应该活在其中的经历。
You see how it's phrased in verse 22.
我们看到在12章的22节这样讲。
And there's that word that separates the previous section by saying but.
这里英文的字讲到是有一个但是。
And then it says, you have come.
但是你们来到锡安山。
So it's not something that we attain to once we reach some specific level of maturity in the Lord.
好像不是讲到我们达到属灵的成熟以后才到的，这是一个现在完成时，已经来到。
It's something for each believer to live in now.
是讲到每一个信徒都可以来到这样的实际当中，现在就可以经历。
And what's wonderful about this passage is that once it says you have come to Mount Zion, it's almost like these verses that follow expand on what Mount Zion is like.
甚至这句话讲到我们一旦来到锡安山，后面就讲到这个锡安山真正的意义是什么。
So, okay, we've come to Mount Zion. What does that mean?
我们来到了锡安山，这什么意思呢？
Well, Mount Zion is the city of the living God.
这个锡安山就是永生神的城邑。
Now, doesn't that remind us of what we just read in Psalm 48?
这是不是让我们想到这个刚才读的诗篇中的48篇呢？
That he is the king of Zion.
他是在锡安的那个君王。
So again, the centerpiece of Zion is the Lord himself.
又是讲到锡安的中心点是神自己。
And that he's a living God in this living city.
他是在这个活的这个神城中的一个永生的神。
And then what's the next part here of Zion? It's that it's the heavenly Jerusalem.
第二点关于锡安的就是天上，它是天上的耶路撒冷。
And this reminds us of us being the bride of Christ.
这就提醒我们是基督的心腹。
Now, unfortunately, when we look at the church in these days, we often see all of the issues and the problems.
但是呢，可惜的是，我们现在看教会的时候，我们常常是看到教会的问题。
But maybe, if I may suggest, the Lord wants us to see the church as his bride.
我现在建议大家的就是要常常看教会成为他的心腹。
Now, of course, he's working on us to prepare us as that bride.
当然我们知道他正在我们当中做工，来帮助我们预备好作为心腹，装饰整齐。
But maybe it would serve us all well to see this beauty of the bride of Christ as the Lord sees it.
但是我们若是能看到神所看到的这个心腹的美丽，对我们是有帮助的。
Remember, this is something for now, not just the future.
要记得这是现在要发生的，不是将来的事情。
What else do we see here?
我们还看到什么？
We see that in Mount Zion, we've come to an innumerable company of angels in festal array.
我们是看到那里有千万的天使。
This version on the screen says, in joyful assembly.
是讲到这个有非常欢乐的千万的天使。
Now, we don't have time to go into all of this, but we remember how when Satan fell, a third of the angels fell with him.
我们知道在魔鬼撒旦堕落的时候，他带着三分之一的天使堕落。
But yet we know there are still myriads of angels worshiping at the throne.
但是我们仍然知道，在神的宝座有千万的天使敬拜。
And in Revelation, we see that window into what that eternal chorus is like.
在启示录，我们就可以看到那个的敬拜的那个时间段。
Now, what an exciting reality that we can join in with that eternal angelic chorus now.
我们何等的有幸，可以甚至和这些千万的天使，现在就进入到那个敬拜的境
Now,
界。
what that means is that when we come around the Lord's table and we worship, it's not just a one-hour religious service.
我们这就提醒我们，我们一起来到饼杯面前来纪念主的时候，不是一个宗教的仪式。
It's an opportunity for us to join in with this eternal chorus, this innumerable company of angels in joyful assembly.
这是给我们神给我们的机会，甚至和千万的天使一起来敬拜、感谢、赞美这位神。
I mean, imagine if we really saw how, as we worship, we're joining in with this eternal chorus.
你能够想象我们敬拜的时候是和千万的天使一起联手来敬拜这位神，
I think it would widen and deepen our worship together.
使得我们明白这一点，使我们的敬拜就可以更加深入和广泛。
And of course, I remember when I was young and attending church services with my family, it was just as a kid, just a religious thing to do. This was the Christian thing to do.
当我小的时候，我和我自己的家人一起敬拜的时候，我总觉得好像是一个宗教的一个活动。
But then maybe as we get older, we just get into this routine of just going through the motions of having worship.
啊，当我们大一点的时候，我们的里面就经历一些我们的情绪上面的一些的起伏。
This passage speaks to how we need to see how our worship is so much more than how easily we just limit it.
这刚才读的经节就让我们看到我们的敬拜是何等有重大的这样的意义。
Now, as this description of Zion continues and now says that we have come to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven.
我们再往下读的时候，就讲到锡安的意义时，就说有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会。
And the key word here is the firstborn.
这里面那个关键词就是讲到这个，第长子。
Now, I think we understand in many cultures how the firstborn has particular rights and privileges.
在很多文化中，讲到长子有一个特殊的权利。
In a very natural way, this is an experience in both Christian families and secular families.
这里的这个长子也是在我们基督徒的家庭中也有这样的一些的规定，
But in Zion, we all are firstborn.
但是在锡安山，我们都是长子，长的地位。
We all have the full rights and privileges of being citizens of Zion.
我们都有在锡安山的一个全备的一个这样的一个公民的特权。
And as a firstborn, we have the right to the full inheritance.
我们作为长子，就有神赐给我们的完全的这样继承的权利。
We don't just get leftovers.
我们不是别人剩下的，我们拿一点。
We're not to live life in the shadows.
我们并不是在别人的阴影下生活，
Or as second-class citizens.
不是第二类的公民。
And for young people, this means that even you are very much part of Zion.
对于年轻人来说，这也是讲到你也是在锡安山中有份的。
We all have that firstborn right in Zion.
我们都有那个长子带下来的这样的一切的权利。
And of course, this passage continues. It says, We have come to God, the judge of all.
然后话又说，神的话又说是审判众人的神。
Now, if we briefly go back to Psalm 48,
若是我们很快回到这个诗篇的第48篇的话，
In verses 10 and 11, it says, According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments.
这里讲到的是神啊，你受赞美，正与你的名相称，直到地极。你的右手满了公义，因你的判断欣然山应当欢喜，犹大的诚意应当快乐。
And what an encouragement for us is this, that God is the judge of all.
对我们的一个勉励鼓励就是神是审判者。
We may see unrighteousness and injustice in this world, but in God's kingdom, there is perfect righteousness and perfect justice.
我们可能在这个地上看到很多的不公不义的事情，但是在神的锡安山有完全的公义，完全的平等。
Now the church ought to be that reality of living out that righteousness and justice.
我们的教会就要代表神的这个公义和神的正义。
Now the passage continues about Zion here. It says, we have come to the spirits of just men made perfect.
这里在希伯来书十二章又讲到，是被成全之义人的灵魂。
So not only do we get to join in with this angelic chorus, but we also join in with all of the saints that have come before us.
不仅我们可以和天使一同的敬拜，我们也可以和过往的圣徒一同的来到一起。
It reminds us of that that cloud of witnesses that from earlier in chapter 12.
我们想到希伯来书十二十一章的时候，讲到那个像云彩一样的见证人。
And the last two descriptions of Zion are more of foundationally of how we even get into Zion.
下面的所讲到这个锡安的意义，就是讲到我们如何能来到锡安山的一个根本。
How can we be in Zion? We've come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
我们怎么能够来到锡安山呢？是因为借着我们的中保耶稣，他为我们所开的道路。
God is not a far-off God like he was in Sinai, but we've been drawn near where we can know God in our hearts now in the new covenant.
神不再成为那个锡乃山可怕的，我们不能够靠近的神，而是来到这个锡安山，我们可以来到他面前，就近他的神。
And of course, this only happens because the blood of sprinkling, which is better than Abel.
当然，这都是因为所洒的血比亚伯的血更美的那个耶稣基督的血。This
is really our starting point because none of the reality of Zion is possible without the shed blood of Christ who washed us clean and wrapped us in robes of righteousness.
这就是讲到，若是没有耶稣基督宝血的洁净，没有他的衣袍给我们穿上，我们就没有办法来到这圣洁的锡安山。
So maybe you're joining today and you say, wow, this Zion sounds like a really good place to be.
你可能听到这儿就说这个锡安实在是个好地方，我们应该去。
Now, if you want to experience that joy and rest of Zion, we start with this place of Jesus' shed blood on the cross for us.
所以你要想享受锡安所带给你的 安息和联合，你必须来就近耶稣的宝血的洁净。We
have to accept that Jesus died on a cross to save us from our sin.
我们必须接受耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死所带来的救赎。And
washes us clean so that we can now have a restored relationship with God.
能够洁净我们，我们可以来到神面前和他有关系。So
this is the spiritual reality of Zion that we have come to now.
这就是讲到我们这在锡安所代表的这个属灵的实际中，我们现在就可以经历的。And
unfortunately, I think the enemy has tried to distract us from understanding this spiritual reality.
不幸的是，仇敌就常常搅扰我们离开这个属灵的实际。
And there are many temptations that try to draw us away from Zion.
很多的试炼试探把我们偏离到这样的一个锡安所代表的属灵的实际。Now
maybe you come together this morning and you don't really feel like you're in Zion.
今天早上你可以来到我们大家当中，你好像没有觉得有西安的实际。
And sometimes the reason for that is we have unconfessed sin in our life.
有时候这是因为我们有没有承认的我们里面的隐而未现的罪。
And the Lord is so good. He just says to repent and remain in his light.
神是何等的美善，他说你只要承认你的罪，来到神他面前。
We know what it says in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰一书讲到，若是我们认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So if you sense that you're slipping down from Mount Zion, when we repent and we turn back to the Lord, we come back into the light of being in Zion.
若是你觉得你在这个锡安山滑下来，你就应该承认你的罪，来到神的光照当中，与他恢复关系。
So, how do we really live in this Zion reality now?
我们如何能够生活在锡安所代表的属灵的实际中呢？
It's almost like, as I've been chewing on this reality of Zion, that being in Zion is like being in Christ.
在我在默想锡安的实际的时候，我就想到，在锡安就是在基督里，是同一回事情。
Christ's life is in us,
基督生命在我们的里面。
and we are in Christ.
我们也在基督的里面。
You know, earlier in Hebrews in chapter 3,
在希伯来书第三章的地方
，it says that we are partakers of a heavenly calling.
我们是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
Hebrews 3:1 it says, Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. I think all very easy to live.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们要是过属地的生活是容易的。
But we are partakers of a heavenly calling.
但是我们却是同天召。
In Zion,
在西安有一个属天的护照。
Now, how do we deal with that? We're living here on earth.
我们怎么来处理呢？我们就活在地上。
In this earthbound life, we have responsibilities with family and work and school and church and various things.
在地上活的时候，我们有学校、工作、家庭、教会各个方面的工作，我们需要去做。
Many things that are part of our earthbound life.
很多事情是和我们住在地上。
There's these passages in Hebrews that's calling us to live in the heavenlies while on earth.
但是在希伯来书这些经节中提醒我们，虽然我们在地上活着，但是我们却要为着天上的呼召而活。
So it's a little bit of this mix of the Old Testament and New Testament realities of Zion happening simultaneously.
就好像是在锡安山，在旧约和新约中有一个不同的意义要在我们身上实现。
It's like being physically in Zion, but also spiritually in Zion.
是讲到我们在地上却是活着，是在这个锡安的地上的实际，但是又是在活在锡安的这个属灵的属天的实际中。
So for us, we're living on earth, we're taking care of these responsibilities, but we still are fixed on the great king in Zion.
对我们来说，在地上我们有很多的责任需要尽，但是我们的眼目要盯在锡安的大君王的身上。
Because when we're living in a heavenly reality, we see how all of these earthbound things center around him.
当我们真是看到这个钉木在这个王的身上的时候，我们发现地上的所有的事情是服务于这个王的招呼。
I think even most of our children even understand how the earth rotates around the sun.
我们知道很多孩子们都知道这个地球是围着太阳而转。
But a lot of times we try to live like the sun is revolving around the earth.
但是我们的生活常常就是讲到，我们活着是用地来，是用让太阳来围着地来做，来转。
Maybe things are just a little bit out of order.
我们很多事情做的是不合乎神的标准。
Maybe, let me try to put it another way.
我们来用另一个方式来说这件事情。
In Paul in 2 Corinthians, he says this.
在哥林多后书，保罗这样讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9.
在第五章的第九节当中。
This is such a precious verse that speaks to this reality.
这节经节非常宝贵的讲到这样的一个实际。
2 Corinthians 5:9 says, Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him.
五章九节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立的志向要得主的喜悦。
Just chew on that for a second, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him.
我们来默想这句话啊，我们立的志向要得主的喜悦。
Now, how would that solve nearly every one of our earthbound problems if our goal was to please him?
若是我们的目的是要得主的喜悦，我们怎样来在地上生活呢？
Because if our goal is to please him, it shows that we're living with him as the great king in Zion.
若是我们是得主的喜悦为主要目的，那我们的生活就是为了讨这位西安大君王的欢喜。
So recently been thinking about how to handle a situation in fellowship life.
我最近在思考在教会的生活当中的一些的事情。
And I think many of us have experienced this. When a situation comes up, there are many opinions and perspectives.
在一件事情出来的时候，有很多不同的意见，不同的这样的表述。
And, you know, some people will share from this scripture or that scripture or even just from common sense.
有些人会讲到一些的圣经的根据和经节，有些人会讲到他们的里面的一些的固有的知识。
But as we continue to discuss the issue, the thought came, what is the standard to approach the situation?
在大家讨论的时候，我们就想到我们到底在处理这些事情的时候有怎样的一些基本的标准。
The goal ought to be to please him.
我们的这个目的就是要来讨他的喜悦。
So if the answer to the question is to love God and love one another in a way of pleasing him, that will answer the situation.
若是我们的答案是为了讨主的喜悦来爱神，彼此相爱，作为我们的答案，这答案是对的。
Maybe you're wondering right now, you have a question that's before you.
你也可能现在面对的也是有一些问题。
Should I do this?
我要做这样做吗？
Should I go in this direction?
我要向着这个方向走吗？
Do I take this job?
我们要不要接受这个工作？
How do I handle this relationship?
我们如何来处理这样的一个人际关系？
Make it our goal to be pleasing to him.
我们要立上我们的目标是要来得主的喜悦。
Because when we make it our goal to please him, we honor him as the great king.
若是我们把得主的喜悦作为目标，我们就能够尊荣这位西安的大君王。
And that takes us from just living in this earthbound way to living in touch with the throne.
这使得我们在地上的生活能够够到这个天上的宝座的实际。
So as we continue to press on in the Lord, to stay in Zion is to be well-pleasing to him.
当我们就近主在西安的这个实际中的时候，我们就更多的得主的喜悦。
And as we see that goal, we then start taking on more of this heavenly calling.
我们越多的把这样的得主喜悦作为目标，我们就更多的来答应神给我们的呼召。
And then living out the reality of Hebrews 12.
能够活出这个希伯来书十二章所讲的那个实际。
Now, I share this as an encouragement this morning.
我想用这样的话是为了鼓励大家。
Because we are living now, but the now is practice for eternity.
我们现在是在活在现在，但是我们的现在的生活是为了让我们练习预备的勇士的光景。
These days that we're living in are very short.
我们所过的日子是非常短暂的。
I think about right now, I have a very good friend who's been in the hospital for weeks and is very, very ill.
我有一个好朋友现在在医院里已经待了好几周的时间,他非常的病重得很。
And it reminds me how short our days are.
常常提醒我们的日子在日地的年日何等的短暂。
We remember that Psalm 90 says, teach us to number our days that we would gain a heart of wisdom.
我们也讲到诗篇的90篇，说让我们要来数算我们的年日，让我们能够早早保得他的财。
So that we would really live each moment that we have redeemed for the Lord.
是让我们活在地上的年日是被救赎归于神的年日。
Like living in Zion now.
就是活在心安的实际，现在就活在那个实际中。You
think about those saints in Hebrews 11, how they looked forward beyond just their immediate circumstances.
你读到希伯来十一章的时候，这些的信心的伟人都是活在这样的信心的实际中。I
think it was Abraham that looked forward to the city ahead.
他是向前看，能够看到这个神所经营的城。
We know in Philippians it talks about living as citizens of heaven.
腓立比书也讲到我们要成为天上的国民来生活。
And this is how things get worked out in our lives now.
这就是我们如何活在现在的这个实际当中。
We catch on by revelation of this spiritual reality and it changes our earthbound living.
使得这个天上的这个属灵的实际来改变我们在地上的生活的情形。Because
without this perspective, earthbound living is very tiring.
若是没有这个属天的这样的一个境界，我们在地上的生活会非常的疲乏。You
know, the Lord says, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
主也呼召我们那凡劳苦担重担的都可以到他面前得安息。Doesn't
that remind you of Psalm 48 that we read? He is known as her refuge.
这就是讲到在诗篇48篇中讲到神成为我们的避难所。In
Zion, in Christ, is refuge, is rest.
在西安，在基督的里面是我们的避难所，是我们的安息。
And living in Zion and Christ is fresh and overflowing with life.
在心安，在基督里面的生命是充满生命的一个丰富的一个生活。Now
we really need the Lord to show us these realities.
我们实在需要主向我们显明这样的实际。This
can be easily just some knowledge.
这些所讲的可能成为非常容易成为我们的知识而已。But
we need the Lord to translate these words from our head to our heart.
我们需要主把这些的知识从我们头脑的知识变成我们心里的真正识。And
in this way, we can live in this victory in Zion, even though the enemy is trying to wear us down.
这样我们可以活在心安那个得胜的境界，虽然仇敌有。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。Lord,
we come before you and are so thankful that you are the great king in Zion.
主，我们来到你面前，我们何等感恩，因为你是在锡安做主的大君王。You
reign in Zion.
你在锡安执掌王权。Thank
you that you have called us to be with you in Zion.
谢谢你把我们这些人呼召到心安与你在一起。We
realize how easy it is for us to be distracted from living in this reality.
我们 实在是知道，我们很容易脱离，用其他的事情干扰我们来到这个世界当中。
Oh Lord, refresh us to realize that we've been blessed with this spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
主，你让我们里面能够苏醒，并且明白，我们是在你在西安的这个实际当中，是给我们的祝福之一。
So we ask, Lord, that you would open up the eyes of our hearts
我们就求你打开我们心里的眼睛，
so that we can even see this heavenly calling while on earth.
甚至我们在地上活的时候，我们可以看到这个从你而来的属天的护照。
We know it's only you that can show us this, so we turn this word to you in Jesus' name we pray.
我们知道，只有你能做成这样的工作，我们就向你求告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.